I'm Kelly Wilkinson with an update on stimulus money that will flow to California to get the state and its Medi-Cal providers to plan and implement a shift to electronic health records. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Earlier this month, CMS announced California will receive almost $2.5 million in matching funds to plan for the shift to EHRs among Medi-Cal providers. Kim Ortiz is with California's Department of Healthcare Services, Office of Health Information Technology Activities. She says the state's goals include everything from e-prescribing to better public health reporting. That's when all providers are electronically connected and using certified EHRs. The first step is submitting a plan to CMS that includes an assessment of the state's starting point.
Where are the providers that have implemented electronic health records, and what are the gaps? You know, where are those providers out in the community who really need, you know, the help and assistance to adopt, implement, and use electronic health records?
The recently announced matching money will be used to find answers to those questions and create the state evaluation. Ortiz says while the funding is allocated to very specific work, the benefits of that work will be more widespread.
Well, we are focused, of course, on our providers, you know, our safety net communities, you know, those areas where we know that they don't have much automation. We also know that installing an electronic health record in a physician's practice will benefit everyone, including our Medi-Cal beneficiaries.
Under the federal economic stimulus package, Medi-Cal providers will be eligible for almost $65,000 in incentive payments over 6 years if they demonstrate meaningful use of EHRs. Clinics vary widely in their adoption of electronic health records. Some providers, like West County Health Centers in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, have already implemented an electronic system. Mary Seche is the center's executive director. She has some advice for providers that lag behind. Go in on purchasing with other partners.
We were able to kind of take advantage of a group purchasing in terms of getting a better price for the product, as well as sharing all the costs of the system, because you do need to have, you know, some pretty sophisticated equipment and, you know, enough broadband technology to be able to have the system operate smoothly. You need a lot of technical expertise.
Seche hopes the federal government will offer some reward for being one of the early adopters in the form of eligibility for the incentive funding.
We're hoping that they'll recognize that organizations that have already implemented have kind of paved the way for the organizations that haven't tried, you know, made it easier for them to do the adoption.
If so, Seche says they'll use the money to upgrade their system. All this new federal money available for technology and software comes at a time when Medi-Cal providers are getting their heads around many cuts to core services. Sean South is spokesman for California Primary Care Association, an advocate group for community clinics and health centers. He says this stimulus money sets up quite a contrast.
It's a tough equation now because, you know, we see money coming in, whether from previously from the stimulus or now, you know, going forward maybe through healthcare reform, at a time when all of our clinics are dealing with, you know, major cuts in state funding and other programs going away and more uninsured coming to their doors. So it's a real weird situation where in one hand you're trying to modernize and better serve your clients, and on the other hand, you're trying to figure out if you're actually going to be able to see the number of people that you've had in the past and provide the basic need for your patients.
Still, he says encouraging the move toward electronic health records is important.
Eventually, electronic health records in this are not even supposed to be not just better for the patient, but will eventually save the provider some cost. But it's one of those things where it's an ongoing cost for a benefit in the future. So it's a good thing, it's the right thing to do, and it's the way that all providers should be moving in. But when you're doing it, when you're in the midst of it, it's expensive, it's difficult, and it's a trial. But once you get through it, obviously, then, you know, you'll benefit, the clinic will benefit, and so will the patients.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Thanks for listening.